And I was struggling. But at the same time, I was learning. Until I broke through some things, I was on the road to breakthrough. And I knew that I did not break through. And I knew that I needed help. And I knew that the Lord would help me. And I had peace. I knew that I didn't know everything I needed to know to live the way I wanted to live. And I talk about that often. And until I broke through, until I got where I wanted to get, I continued to love God's people. I did the things that Jesus said. I did what I knew. I lived the life that I did know. And along the way, I was able to share some things that helped people. And along the way, God gave me messages that gave me clues. And those messages helped people. But I knew for a fact that I was no expert. I was not skilled. And there was a lot of things that I needed to learn. But I was breaking through. And every time I broke through, I was thankful. Then it motivated me to share the information with others. And so it helped others to get on the road to breakthrough as well. Now you have successions. Successions is when you break through a phase of, you know, you're not there yet. You're not where you want to get yet. You're not where you're going, but you break through and you learn things that make you more stable along the way. Because I didn't, you know, some things I was dealing with, I didn't even want to preach till God showed me all about it. But it didn't work that way. The Lord taught me step by step. And when he gave me a message for other people, I just paid attention to it and learned from it. This is why following God is so powerful. Our abilities are off the charts high. We can do great things in God. And the best of our breakthroughs is just a scratch of the surface. As we, you know, after we spend a few years in heaven, we're going to start understanding that we could have been doing things a long time ago. I mean, centuries ago. If we had just paid attention to the Holy Spirit a little bit more. The Lord, you understand that God is in you. The Holy Spirit is in you. And he knows everything. So, if you don't ask, you can't learn. If a Christian that won't knock, seek, and ask, they're going to stay in a stalemate for a very long time. But what the difference was, I started knocking, seeking, and asking. And the more I learned, the more God was able to help me learn without pride. See, in Proverbs 18, verse 12, it says, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, but before honor is humility. There was a couple, in our group, they were mightily used of God. God would give them words, give them messages, and then they'd fuss at each other sometime. I said, Lord, what's going on? There were times people would get upset, married couples, and they'd fuss at each other. But the same people were used of God. I said, Lord, what's going on with your people? He said, they're not humble. I said, why are they fussing each other like that? He said, they're not free. Now, I asked this. I wanted to know. I wasn't trying to ridicule, and God wasn't either. He just answered me back. He said, they're not humble. So being humble is very important. If you're not ready to wash your brother's feet, then you're not humble. If you'll wash his feet, you're humble. In other words, if you can put your brother first and hear him out and understand and receive, you know, treat people like they're important. Treat people no different than how you want to be treated. We don't know everything. We didn't break through in a lot of ways, and the Lord loves us. He's right there to wake us up in the morning. He's right there to hear our prayers. He's ready to reveal his presence when we worship him. He don't treat us like we treat each other. He don't treat his people like his people treat his people. If a person is at a denominational church, and then here goes the Pentecostals, they get a breakthrough. They're excited. We'll rejoice with those that rejoice. Well, these are the people that put me down. Don't be offended. Just rejoice with them anyway. Sometimes people, when they break through, when they have success, when things go right, they shouldn't act in pride at all. When God do a miracle in our lives, we should be so thankful that the thankfulness comes across more than the thankfulness should come across. The humility should come across, not the pride. Not to where I told you so, your life would be like mine if you would just listen. We need to realize something. People are victims of the way that they think. And it takes the light of God's word, living the light of God's word before them to give them hope. And we have to create peace for them to receive the better way. If people are struggling to receive it, then the heart of love will say, well, Lord, how do I relate this new truth to my brother over there that desperately needed just like me? And the Lord will show you how to do it. Now people have received a greater way of doing things. They receive things from the Lord. They grow from glory to glory. But the way you present it is very important. That's where the wisdom of God comes in. It takes patience. It takes love. It takes sincerity. If you can do that, you can help people see there are greater options. And sometimes you just have to be quite frank with people. Just like Jesus, just like Martin Luther, just like Kenneth Hagin, just like Les Summerall. Now, one thing about people talk bad about faith preachers because they pick out one thing that they see, they get offended. You know, this is another problem. People, the circles that people flock, that they live around, people don't leave their, what's the best way to say this, their world. People stay in the corner of their world. You got the Baptist world. All right, every day the people that go to that church, they go to their jobs, they go to school, they pick up their children, and they go back to that world. And that's where their friends are, that's where their loved ones are, that's where people in their community is from. That's their world. They don't deviate and go across town to a charismatic church. Because the enemy said, if they figure out that the Holy Spirit will fall in their corner, then, hey boys, we got trouble. We got to keep them separate. We got to get somebody in that circle to speak evil against the people of faith. And then over here in the faith corner of the world, that's like another planet. They're not going to jump ship and go over there and visit the Baptist church. They stay in that world. And then the enemy will raise up some tear somewhere, or just give a thought to anybody that'll receive it. Say, you know, they just don't want to learn. They sticking to tradition. At the same time, though, they go to Sunday school. They love God. They pray for people. They pray for their loved ones. They're doing something right, all of them. But they honor God over in one way and dishonor him in another way. Both tribes. The reason I like to put it, people stay in their world, is because the group of friends that they've chosen to be around think a certain way. They know how their family thinks. And then the people that they cling to, they have a thought process. And this is true for all people. If they're atheists, they do atheists, you know, they stay in that corner. If they are of another religion, they stay in that corner. If it's in the church itself, I'm focusing more on the church because there's only one church. We put labels on the front, but it's really just one church, one faith, one baptism. But over here, they're dedicated in a lot of ways. They're learning something about God over here. Well, over here, they're learning about faith. And guess what? Everybody that's learning something, guess what people do when they learn something? They also make mistakes. So whenever somebody make a mistake, the people that are scoffers will say, look, I told you. I told you they ain't no good. Now, when I go to a job, I don't tell them I'm a Christian. I don't even tell them I'm a preacher. I like to listen to see what people are. I want them to let their hair down. I want to see what they like. I'm going to live the life. Eventually, they'll tell me that I'm a preacher and a Christian. It always works that because they judge that by the way I live. I don't tell them anything. I let them cuss, talk about whatever they want to talk about. Because I want to know the real person. People put on a facade for you. If you're a preacher, they try not to cuss. So I want to know the person. I'm going to live the light. The light is quite frank. I don't try to blend in. I just don't say anything. I listen. I listen more than I talk all the time. Now, And I ask the Lord for wisdom how to relate things to people, how to create peace, because the word is sown in peace. Sometimes you can't just tell people what you know. You have to create peace with them. And that, when people know you love them and care about them, that makes a world of difference. Now, the reason I'm saying these things is because I have witnessed good people in denominational churches, and I hear them talk about Pentecostals, Or I've even heard Pentecostal people talk about faith churches. One guy came to the church one time. Now I'm going to a holiness church now. And he said that the faith preachers, that's the sunshine gospel, where you don't have no problems. He never been to their camp. He never seen what he's going by what something he picked out that somebody said on TV. But if you know people that were taught faith, they love people, and they see things through, and people get healed and blessed, all kind of miracles. I know some people get out of balance, and they put the American dream before everything. You know, that's when people are trying to get people. That they're trying in that. You know, I know why they do it. They're trying to get people interested in the things of faith so that they can live. But I've seen the same people that teach people about how you can live a better life and break through, because they're learning and they want to break through. Everybody should want to break through in life and get a better job and better things for themselves and have good marriages, wear nice clothes, drive nice. That's a good design. That's not bad. But it can seem like people are focused on that more than the things that make life work. And sometimes people get excited about the breakthrough and they forget to be humble. And that makes it look like they don't care about people. But I've seen people that preach that way, get people healed. They'll stay up all night praying. But see, over here, that's just the son, you know, like the church I was going to. He called them the sunshine gospel. And that's not, there's more to people than just one statement. And sometimes you have to look past the presentation. But if you spend time with people, you learn who they are. It's easy to demonize somebody and say, well, they're not of God. And that breaks God's heart, because there are faith preachers that have helped people all over the world. Lester Summerall, he bought a plane. The Lord blessed him with a plane and filled it with food, and he took food to places where they were in droughts and they didn't have anything. And people don't always talk about what, you know, the outreach that they do. They just do it. And then there's testimony. Somebody gave somebody a house or a Rolls Royce or something. Well, that's not wrong, but the same person probably did some, you know, I've heard people talk about good men of God. The anointing on their life attracts what they need for a purpose. But when people live in pride, it makes the world look right and us look wrong. I remember when Creflo Dollar first started, he was saying that how on Wednesday night, so few people came to church. He just wanted to go watch Batman. And then he started preaching to angels. Now, I heard the tape when he was talking about this. And he got God involved. But the anointing on his life attracted the things. Now, following God helps us stay in balance. If we get out of balance, there's a hound dog called Satan just waiting to point out some error, some problem that he can exploit in the eyes of everybody. I believe in being excited and rejoice with those that rejoice. But it takes, we have to look at, if the church ever learned to look at the Lord and do what he's doing. All right, I've broken through. I've had a successful breakthrough in life. The Lord has taken me to a new glory. How do I present what God has done to people? Never in an arrogant way. Never in a boastful way. But I learned this from the Lord. Love people where they're at. And treat people like you want to be, like just like the same way Jesus treat me. That's my goal, to treat others. But when I share my testimony, I act like they can do it too. I act like this is for everybody. You don't have to be a Pentecostal to enjoy a measure of faith. You know what's going to outlast everything? That's the light of God's word. But these are days people are so fast to jump on the bandwagon. Yeah, if when people are against others, they point out people's faults. Remember something, that same person, that's not all that they're about. They've been in God's presence too. Now they may not understand. People, if you've been around people long enough, there's a culture. That's what I was talking about, different worlds. People stay in their corners. There are Baptist people never been to a holiness church or a Word of Faith church or a Pentecostal church. There are Pentecostal people. It's been decades since they've been to a Baptist church or a Methodist church. But guess what? Those people are breaking through also. They may not break through like you do, but I've heard some very good teaching from people. And I've seen, I go to a church where people get healed a lot. And I see people teaching profound things, but they struggle with healing. We need each other, because there are times, you know, a man had to miss a conference because he was sick. And then I see an arena where people get healed a lot. We need the, he needed the knowledge and experiences of healing, and we needed his teaching. It's not a company, it's one church. So the way, and when you take the mature road, the narrow road, Jesus, he went out of his world into theirs. And he did appropriate things. We need courage to do that. I care about you. When I preach to people, they know that I go to a Pentecostal church, but when I preach at a denominational church or anywhere, I treat people like they matter. And you can see the defenses melting when you talk to people like they matter, like you care about them. I could go and brag on all the things that happened at our church. Then the defenses come up. Now this is the thing. Even if we break through, there are still some problems that we may not have broken through. We're not experts. We're learning. You know, sometimes pioneering into things. But the thing is, when you follow God, when you consider him, he'll help you relay the knowledge you want to transfer. He'll help you create peace where there is none and get the point across to the brother and sister that needs it. When the things that happen in my life, my testimony, I share it in a way that's non-provocative. And I said, a lady said that, well, you know, that her boss was giving her trouble. And she said, what do I do? I said, tell Satan he can't use her against you, and also say you can't use me against her. That's what I do. If there's any kind of conflict, I say, Satan, you can't use that person against me, and you can't use me against them. Why would I do something like that? Why? The enemy is slick. If he can get you to say something derogatory or mannerisms, anything, it can look like you're against them and destroy the peace that God is trying to create. The word is sown in peace. What are we? We are people to represent Jesus. We are representatives of the, we are ambassadors and representatives of Jesus. We're not here to represent our own case. We're here to let people know that Jesus loves them every which way we can. And when they have breakthroughs, if somebody sees something I don't see, I thank God that they saw it. If they have a revelation I can never get, I thank God that they got it. And if they graciously let me know, I thank them for it. And I mean it. When my pastors say things that bless me, I love it. Thank you. It's motivating. It's exhilarating to hear somebody, to hear something over the pulpit and the Lord's been dealing with you on it. I've gotten greater pieces of the puzzle. Why would the Lord give it that? Why don't he just tell everybody everything about himself? He don't do that. He give a piece over here. A piece over it. He wants us to recognize the body. All of the body. Not just those that agree with you. You don't need people to agree with you anyway. You need to agree with God. But it's a blessing when people do agree. And agreement is very important. If you have to stand alone, stand alone. But if that can be unity, thank God for unity. If you have to stand alone, stand alone till it gets better, till people grow up. Sometimes you're just going to have to take the mature road all by yourself. The Lord loves his people. That's why I'm saying these things and bringing it out, because he wants everybody to know who he is. not just your group. And the reason I put it in the category of this world over here and that world over, that's how people operate. They don't come out of their camps. And going to another camp is like going to another planet. And when they do go, and they're looking at the new camp with the lens of, and conversations of what they heard in their own camp. To many people in denominational churches, faith teachers are just charlatans. They want to get the people's money. And they'll believe that unless they go to their church for a while and see the people who love God and worship God and people get healed. Then they say, hey, it's not like I thought. And then if people from a faith church go to a denominational church, they just think that they just want a religious crowd that want to do their own will. Then they found out that these people are dedicated to learning who God is. I've been in Sunday school, and my dad didn't know the things that I learned in the Pentecostal church. They didn't even know about authority. But yet, they stuck with the gospel. And my dad preached like a Pentecostal. He didn't know it, but he did. I don't know if he knew it or not, but when the Lord would preach, he'd be all over that stage, especially when he was younger. We have to listen with our heart, and God to guide us into all truth. That needs to happen. We need to be learning from the Lord and loving people like he does. Not so fast to judge. When people present things that's awkward or talk about your brother, go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, I'm hearing voices. What do I do about this? And it's a shame that there's not much teaching on this. Most people just prove their points and keep going. But the Lord put it on my heart to share this. Now, consider these things in it. You know, the way that you relay what God gives you to people is very important. If you want to get the point across, you're going to have to love his people. You have to be ready to wash their feet. And don't expect people to jump on the bandwagon of your new revelation. Look how long it took you to learn it from the Lord. The Lord had to work with us. And we had to learn things step by step. They do too. Now, if somebody is willing to listen and take the high road, sometimes people can do that. Then I'll share my testimony and how I learned it. And God got me from point A all the way over here to point Z. And it didn't happen in 2 days. It didn't happen in 2 months. Most of the time it took a long time. Now there were times that I made quick adjustments. But you have to want change. You have to want what God is saying. You have to desire it. And then God can teach you anything you want to know. And then you can abolish the wrong teaching. It's not easy for anybody to get rid of wrong teaching. It's invasive. And you have to have compassion. Compassion means you hate what's wrong with what's wrong, and you love the person. It's love and hate. I love the person and I hate their demise. I hate what's killing them. I hate what's hurting them. But I love God who loves them. That's compassion. Now you can do something about it. That's the high road. That's the balance that God has called us to. So when good things happen, you know, share it. Don't never be arrogant. That's where the lies come from. That's what gives Satan, what seems to give Satan credibility. Let's take it from him. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord. And always use whatever people have to help them go forward. They got something to work with. Ask the Lord to help you figure that out and share what he's putting on your heart.